From Hollywood, we present The Eternal Light.
There was a rabbi once who gave his last coin to a man of evil. And when he was reproached by his students, the rabbi answered, "Shall I be more particular than God, who gave the coin to me?"
The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light. This program in its present series comes to you under the auspices of the West Coast branch of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today features John Beale as narrator and Arthur Q. Bryan as Uriel in Morton Wishengrad's How Uriel Got Into Heaven.
Many years ago, in the days when the world was simple and people believed that the universe could be redeemed by knowledge alone, there lived in a place across the sea a humble water carrier named Uriel.
Water, I sell sweet water, half a penny a cup, sweet water.
Uriel was fat. He was old. He was simple.
Good water, full by.
His face was round like a cabbage. His stomach was round like a melon. And the water barrel on his little push cart was as round as a Wednesday in the month of August.
Sweet water.
It was a time and a place and a culture that accounted a man of learning a saint. And a mild, plump, simple fool like Uriel, a sinner, because he had no knowledge. And each day, when he sold the water from his cart, Uriel would ask rather wistfully,
"Solomon, do you think I have any chance of getting into heaven?"
"Uriel, it's a nice day, isn't it?"
"You don't think I have a chance, do you?"
"Don't take it badly. After all, what would you do in heaven? Can you sing psalms?"
"No, I can't carry a tune."
"You couldn't study the holy law."
"I can't even read. But Solomon, there's a little boy who's going to teach me the alphabet."
No. You'll strain yourself. Forgive me, Uriel, but heaven isn't for fools. Now take Anselm. There's a man of substance and knowledge."
"There's no doubt about him, is there?"
"Absolutely none."
"Uh-huh. Solomon, do you think if I studied Anselm's ways, if I watched him closely, do you think it would help?"
If a rooster studied a rabbi, could a rooster expound the law?
"But Solomon, I'm not a rooster."
"That's right. You're much fatter." "Well, go ahead. Study Anselm. Try to copy him. It won't do you much good, but then it won't do you any harm."
Uriel sighed, a sigh orbed like his body, and as gentle. He placed his round fingers on the handles of his water cart and waddled down the street.
"Water, sweet water, hold by my water, hold by."
The children smiled at him, and he smiled back. The housewives sipped water from his cup, gave him their half pennies and their gossip. He made his rounds, he called his wares. But this day, he was somewhat abstracted. He was thinking of Anselm, who was both a merchant and a man of knowledge. A man greatly respected for the suppleness of his mind and the edge of his tongue. And so Uriel paused outside Anselm's window and stood on tiptoe looking in. He stood for a very long time.
Idiot, what are you looking at?
You?
Well, that's refreshing. With some small effort, I believe you could manage to get lost.
Oh, no, Anselm. I want to stay here. I want to see everything you do. It's because I want to get into heaven.
Ridiculous. Do you know what the great Shammai said?
No.
The ignorant man, said Shammai, cannot be truly God-fearing.
Oh.
Therefore, Uriel, you cannot enter heaven, because that virtually makes you an atheist.
Two round tears welled up in Uriel's eyes and coursed down his cheeks.
Go and blubber into your water barrel.
But for the sake of heaven, Uriel refused to go.
I won't budge until you teach me how to be smart.
Uriel, why did you select me? Choose someone else. Go to the rabbi.
I thought you'd be honored.
Uh-huh. So you came to honor me?
Yes.
And you want me to teach you a lesson in wisdom. Is that it?
Yes, that's right.
Raise yourself a little higher.
Like this?
Higher?
I'm practically on the tips of my toes.
Now stand there. Don't move.
My feet hurt.
Now, this is your first lesson.
Oh. You slapped me.
That's the lesson. I'll explain. Listen carefully. You came to honor me, correct?
Correct.
Because you looked down on me? Or because you looked up to me?
Oh, because I look up to you. You're important, Anselm, and I'm nobody at all.
Correct. But the rabbis teach that if you think you're less than me, at that moment you become better than me. And Uriel, you don't think a man like me is going to permit a simpleton like you to better himself at my expense.
Anselm.
Yes?
Isn't there an easier way than this of getting into heaven?
They regarded each other for a moment, and poor Uriel sighed his bewilderment.
Oh, life is so complicated.
And what makes you think heaven is simple?
And you mean there's no rest in heaven?
For you, my dear Uriel, the question is academic. You see these books in my study. That's the price of admission. I regret to say, you don't have the price.
Anselm.
Yes?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Uriel didn't visit Reb Anselm after that. He just trundled his water cart throughout the town and proclaimed his wares.
Good water, sweet water, half a penny a cup, buy sweet water.
But there was melancholy in his voice, for no one bought from him. It was the rainy season, and rain barrels were as full as the roads were muddy. Nevertheless, while the rain fell from the skies, poor simple Uriel continued to shout,
water, sweet water, half a penny a cup.
His route carried him to the outskirts of the town, and here he stopped, for there was a low place in the road which the rains had made over into a swamp.
Water, sweet water.
It was a place of death now, a treacherous bog, waiting to trap the unsuspecting wayfarer. Uriel stopped calling, for the black, oozing mud filled him with fear.
Help me! Someone, please help me in the name of God!
Water? Sweet water?
I'm a peddler, trapped. It's pulling me down. Save me, for God's sake!
Where are you? I don't see you.
Here.
Raise your hand. Now I see you. I shall have to get a rope. Don't lose hope. I'll run. I'll run as fast as I can.
Uriel ran. He was not made for running. The flesh encased him too thickly. It was not intelligent to run. But then Uriel was not intelligent like Anselm, and therefore he ran to fetch a rope.
Please, try to throw it further this time. I'm going down.
From out of the recesses of his fat, Uriel summoned one last reserve of strength, and he cast his rope deep into the bog.
Hold fast. I'll pull you out.
No, I've got to tie it around me so that I can hold my bales of goods. They're all I have in the world.
Peddler, I have no strength.
Without these goods, I starve. Oh. You can't save me to let me starve. Please pull very hard.
And so Uriel pulled very hard. And despite the hurt in his chest, he was pleased with his own strength. And then, suddenly, as the peddler pulled free of the mud, Uriel felt a monstrous pain which exploded his heart within the great cavity of his chest.
Anybody home?
This is how Uriel entered the outer gates of heaven, with a timid knock on the heavenly portal and a foolish question.
Is anybody home? Oh, hello.
That won't get you in. What's your name?
Uriel. What's your name?
Just call me Angel. One moment and I'll announce you.
Applicant Uriel stands at the gate and requests admission.
What is the name?
Uriel.
What?
Uriel.
He must have died unexpectedly. There's no Uriel on my report. He can't enter.
Well, that's that. Just turn the other way and retrace your steps, Uriel.
Oh, but I'm tired. And my feet hurt terribly.
You heard what he said. Orders are orders. Move.
Where?
Down there.
But that's the Earth. I can't go back to Earth. I'm dead.
Let's not argue over technicalities. You can't enter.
Well, then, where am I to go?
It's quite simple. You can't go back to Earth. We won't admit you to heaven. You'll have to go to hell.
Hello.
All right. We've got that over with. What's the name?
Uriel.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well?
They told me to come down here.
Who told you?
They.
Upstairs?
Uh-huh.
I don't believe it. You're not our kind.
I wouldn't lie to you. I never lie.
Well, that's precisely what I mean. Start upstairs.
Oh, I'm tired. Can't I rest?
Nobody rests here.
Upstairs they told me I belonged in hell.
You don't belong here.
How do you know? You might be wrong.
All right, I'll prove it. Ever hold political office?
No, sir.
Were you ever given power of any kind?
Oh, no.
Do you understand the fine distinction between truth and, maybe truth?
No, I don't.
Has anyone ever attended a banquet in your honor?
Oh, no, never.
Well, you see what I mean? You don't belong in hell. Go back upstairs and tell them to, correct the mistake.
Angel, they wouldn't let me in downstairs.
Why not?
Well, they said I was a mistake.
That's hell for you. Always interfering and meddling.
Please, may I sit down? My feet are very tired.
Well, you can't sit until you've been admitted. One moment, I'll announce you.
Oh, dear.
Rejected applicant Uriel makes reapplication on a writ of error. He's been downstairs. They've sent him back.
Very well. Tell Uriel to wash his hands and to take his place online before the heavenly tribunal.
In the great vault of heaven, there sat a judge, clothed in white samite, behind the bar of judgment. And arrayed before him, endless toward the horizon, waited the applicants for admission. Simple Uriel beheld the judge and felt the mystic awe of the supplicants.
It's just like Yom Kippur in our synagogue.
Shh, silence.
Excuse me.
When it came Uriel's turn, there was a brief conference.
Your Honor, this is Uriel. For some reason beyond our knowledge, he appears before the tribunal without a record of either his good deeds or his transgressions.
Most unusual. Clerk, how shall the court know if the applicant is legally entitled to judgment?
The court doesn't know, but he's already been to hell and returned. He's our problem, Your Honor.
Uriel.
Yes, Your Honor?
Come forward. Stand before the bar of justice.
Right here?
Thank you. Uriel, in order to determine whether you're entitled to the judgment of this tribunal, I should like you to answer several questions.
Yes, sir.
Uriel, when you were on Earth, did you study the law of God as you were in duty bound?
No, Your Honor. I can't read.
The clerk of the court will make a note of that. Uriel, did you pray to the Lord each day of your life as you were in duty bound?
No, Your Honor. I always seem to forget the words.
Has the clerk noted the admission?
I have, Your Honor.
Uriel, did you do a good deed each day of your life as you were in duty bound?
No, Your Honor.
Since you admit you have neither studied nor prayed nor worked good deeds, I testify to God that you have spoken truth. And truth alone entitles you to a hearing before this tribunal. The court appoints the Archangel Michael as counsel for the defense.
Your Honor.
Yes, Michael?
Before undertaking the defense, I must establish to my satisfaction that Uriel was not a rich man on Earth.
Michael, why should that make a difference?
When a poor man steals, I can defend him, even if he's a confirmed thief, because at least he was poor. But if a rich man steals, what can I say on his behalf? Uriel, were you rich?
No, Michael.
Your Honor, I stand ready to argue in behalf of the defendant's application for admission to heaven.
The court sets the day after the Sabbath for the trial of Uriel.
Court is adjourned.
After the adjournment of the tribunal, the Archangel Michael cross-examined Uriel at some length.
I've had difficult cases, Uriel, but if you get into heaven, it's going to require a miracle.
At sundown, the Archangel Michael suspended his questioning.
Don't be lonely, Uriel.
Are you leaving me?
All the angels leave heaven on the Sabbath. We go down to earth. Didn't you know that?
On the Sabbath, heaven is a lonely place, and the earth is warm. But Uriel was not dismayed, for up from the earth there came the song of Sholem Aleichem. Peace unto you, O angels. May your coming be in peace, and your going forth in peace. Heaven was suspended in repose. The clouds were white, the sun shone yellow like a Sabbath candle, and the moon, poised for descent, gowned like a bride. Uriel felt his heart brimming with joy. This was the heaven to which he aspired. A contentment and a singleness with God came upon him. And so he sang a prayer.
Water, sweet water, half a penny a cup. Sweet water.
And the Archangel Michael, returning from Earth, called out.
Uriel?
Yes?
Are you singing?
Oh, I'm tone deaf. Forgive me.
Don't be sorry. It sounded like a psalm of David.
Sabbath was over, and the trial of Uriel commenced.
The clerk of the court will hold aloft the scales of justice. Uriel, in one of the scales we shall place your good deeds. In the other, we shall place your transgressions. If the transgressions outweigh your good deeds, you cannot remain in heaven. You understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
The clerk of the court will place each transgression in the scale as the tribunal will announce them.
The clerk of the court is ready.
The transgressions of Uriel. Illiteracy. Uriel, this is the sound of the books you haven't read, the words you never heard, the poems that were not for you. All this, Uriel, billions of pages, trillions of words. But so much more than words, Uriel. The divinity and the holiness of the human mind. Look upon the scales. Here are the sanities and the sanctities of life. And you were blind to this and deaf and unfeeling.
Yes, Your Honor.
How deep is your transgression, Uriel? How grievously have you sinned against your immortality? I shall add nothing else. Michael, defend him if you can. Balance the scales for him if you can. Michael, speak up in defense of Uriel.
Yes, Your Honor. Uriel, don't be afraid. Answer the questions I put to you. Answer truthfully and directly.
Yes, Michael, I will.
Uriel, on the day of your death, you extricated a peddler from a bog. Is that correct?
Well, I pulled him out. Is that what you mean?
Yes. If the court will allow, I place the weight of the peddler in the scale of Uriel's good deeds.
The court allows. The clerk will insert a weight equivalent to the weight of the peddler.
Uriel, did you or did you not save the heavy bales of goods which the peddler carried?
I did.
And did the loss of those bales and bundles mean the impoverishment of the peddler? Uriel, we're waiting.
Well, you use big words.
Forgive me. Why did you pull those bales out?
They were everything the peddler had in the world. He would have starved without them.
Your Honor,
you may weigh the bales of material in the scale.
Thank you, sir. Your Honor,
you may proceed, Michael.
If it please the court, where was the peddler and his goods?
In the mire.
Yes, Your Honor. In the mire. The mud of humanity. The suffocating thickness of mud that obscures vision and submerges the spirit in despair. Consider Uriel, Your Honor. No scholar. No. A soul unlettered. Untutored. In all things except gentleness. But Uriel conquered the mud. Put the mud in the scale of his merit.
You have spoken well, Michael. Weigh the mud.
Placed the mud in the scales of judgment. A mountain of thick, viscous, heavy mud. And slowly, very slowly, the balance altered. Slowly the scales drew even. And then more than even.
Uriel, step before the bar of judgment.
I am here, Your Honor.
Uriel, you have been redeemed by the mud of humanity. Know all angels by these presents that the angel Uriel is hereby entitled to all the perquisites of the cherubim and is appointed to the special office of sweet water carrier of heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
The angels led Uriel forth, and their hallelujahs made the heavens rejoice. It was not long thereafter that a certain Anselm, entering the portals of heaven, was confronted by a stern magistrate.
Wisdom and scholarship, Anselm, are precious things, but by themselves they do not suffice. For he who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance demands gentleness also and love.
You mean that I am not admitted to heaven?
You are not, Anselm. Moreover, for you, heaven would be purgatory. For heaven is filled with many without wit or cleverness. Anselm, you would be bored here.
And as Anselm turned to go down, there came a familiar sound.
Sweet water, heavenly water, who wants water?
What are you doing here, Uriel?
Hello, Anselm. Will you have a cup of water?
Our Eternal Light dramatization today, How Uriel Got into Heaven, was written by Morton Wishengrad. This program came from Hollywood and featured John Beale as narrator and Arthur Q. Bryan as Uriel. The orchestral music was composed by Morris Mamorski, and the chorus and orchestra were conducted by Henry Russell. The program was directed by Andrew C. Love. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. The program appears under the auspices of the West Coast branch of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. If you have any comments or inquiries about today's broadcast, please write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.